Last week we were talking about our kingdom, okay, the kingdom of God, how to operate more new dimension. When we discussed kuti mu kingdom of God as we grow in the Lord. Tinoramba tichipinda ma new dimension and
we always enter into new dimensions.
Tichi discover rimwe divi ramwari.
Discovering the other side of God.
And zvandiri kutaura izvi hazvidi kuti tive religious.
What I'm talking about does not require us to be religious.
Because kingdom yamwari is religious.
Because the kingdom of God is not religious.
Kingdom yamwari mweya.
The kingdom of God is spirit.
Uchono tino thrive, tino famba nekutungamirwa nemweya.
You discover we move, okay, and being led by the spirit.
Atite zvinhu nekuti ndo system.
We don't do things systematically.
Last week ndakakusiye after ndakuradza Jesu paiwe achidemonstrate the kingdom.
Last week I left to you after Jesus was demonstrating
Uchona
the kingdom.
Even Jesu pakufamba kwake panyika.
You discover Jesus on his move.
Aisha shandisa method one yamboshandisa paabva.
He was not using the method that you used previously.
But mukano tarisa again kune vanhu vanga vari religious. Remember pa time ya Jesu ma synagogue anga aripo.
But if you look, there were people that were religious. Synagogues during the time of Jesus were there.
Confidence angu dziri bwandi.
Is my confidence okay?
Was hey rimwe zora ndiri kupiwa nevanhu ndiri kuti
the way the people are looking at me.
And almost on some
are not even smiling. Are you the one who's been sent to distort the
service?
Look at the person next to you.
Amen.
Amen. We might stop the service and cast out devils.
But it's okay. Amen.
Amen.
But anyway, you people are looking sharp.
People are dressed nice. I pray that your heart be as smart as you are.
Amen.
I'm seeing people who are smart.
Okay. Okay. So, Jesus mucha discover even poresero ya itavana.
You discover Jesus the way he healed people. At times you'd use his word.
This time again,
and people thinking this time is going to command the blind to open. At other instances, he would come, take the mat and mix, and put on the eyes of the blind, and the blind start to see.
Ways of the kingdom.
He wanted to show you that the ways of the kingdom. We don't employ one strategy. We are led by the spirit. Today the spirit may say mix man. Today the spirit can say go into the water. Today the spirit can say hold the head.
Gatherings of the kingdom like this.
If we are coming to kingdom gatherings like this, you don't come like Naaman who is prepared to be held by the
prophets.
He is taught for your leprosy to be healed. Go and dip yourself in Jordan. And he says that's not the way we use from where we are coming from. Where we are coming from, the prophet must come and touch every place with pain and
maronda opora,
and the wounds are healed.
As in as what, no, a way of the religion is religious way.
Not knowing this is the religious
but
way.
But in kingdom, tino shansa the spirit way.
But in the kingdom, we use the spiritual way. It's not about the prophet laying hands on you. It's about hearing what the spirit is saying this moment. If the spirit said people must bathe
them back.
If the spirit said people are supposed to be dipped in Jordan 7 times, the problem starts when a person comes with a religious mind. Today, I'm supposed to be touched.
It's good sometimes.
At times it's good.
Can a faith that can shit so people?
If your faith can leverage you to
but
that level.
But time, yakuti faith yako haichashanda tisquida.
But there are times that your faith does not work.
Because
you don't
problem
want
yako maperembudzi Naaman yagara newe for too long.
Because
that faith.
Naaman, you have stayed longer with that problem.
Takuda the faith of the prophet.
We now want the faith of
and
the prophet.
And the faith, a prophet irikuti pindam Jordan ka 7.
The faith of the prophet is saying, dip yourself 7 times in Jordan.
Prophet irikuti andisvada kubata musoro.
The prophet's command is not to touch your head. But be obedient to what I'm telling
Saka
you.
Healing mu kingdom aizi mumvura.
Healing in the kingdom is not in the
water.
It is in the obedience to
because
the spirit that is spoken.
Kingdom,
if we are talking about the kingdom,
mostly it is the spirit at work in the kingdom.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Okay. If you go back in the book of Genesis, last week I told a teacher Zamwari the way. Kingdom culture.
Last week we spoke showing the way what
if
that
you still
God
remember.
Wanted the kingdom to operate.
Now, book of the of Genesis, last week
in the book
firstly, Adam parkuswa panyika.
When Adam was put on earth,
Mwari I said to introduce a religion. Mwari Adam zvanga sinene religion zvekuva Adam panyika.
God did not want to introduce religion. The coming of Adam had nothing to do with religion.
Mwari aida kuintroduce a kingdom.
God wanted to introduce a kingdom.
A country cannot government.
A country or a government.
Yenyika yedenga.
Of the kingdom of heaven.
So Adam parkuya panyika.
When Adam came on earth,
pfungwa dzamwari dzanga siri dzechinamato.
The mind of God was not about prayer.
Dzanga dziri dzeu.
It was all about the kingdom.
So Adam, if you were there last week,
what Adam was coming to do?
Exercise the dominion here on earth.
He was coming to exercise dominion here on earth.
And then rulership. Those are the main things Adam.
This was the main thing that brought Adam here on earth. Not about prayer.
But umambo.
But the kingdom.
Either could pa extend it was an extension, ye umambo wamwari, ye kudenga kutuye panyika.
It was the extension of the kingdom of God.
Sa mwari wachona earth, wangaona a colon, if you still remember, do yate da kushansa kutumunzisise, right?
God saw the earth, he had seen his colony.
He wanted to colonize earth with his kingdom. For a colony, kanakuti
oro. Colonization.
Colonization. Okay.
I want a way that should make you understand.
So, kutap to have any power.
Colonization to be powerful.
Pane zvamunofarauti mutange maita visata tapa.
There are some things that you're supposed to do before you colonize.
I think you know Zimbabwe was a colony of Britain, right?
You know we are. Zimbabwe was a colony of Britain.
This is not Zimbabwe.
That's why you see we wear suits.
This is very British.
This is British, not Zimbabwe.
Even our judiciary could take a zvinzvanoita. Zvanoita kana vachitonga.
Even the regalia of our judiciary service system.
Vanopeka chi nezvimagown. That is British.
What they wear is British.
As you know.
Amen.
It means our culture is very British. Britished.
Meaning our culture has been wrapped around the British. We have our own culture.
But yakabviswa kana kuti yakatorwa chimiro nekuda kwevakati colonize.
But which was removed or that was rendered
powerless
by colonizers.
Havana kutanga nekuti chijisa zvekupfeka.
For them to colonize us, they did not change our
culture. Vakatanga vaita vakatanga kuya munyika mbichana mbichana vachintroduce sugar.
They started coming into the land bringing sugar.
Nemamira.
Even mirror.
Vachidoti dzidzire language yavo.
Wanting us to learn their language.
Because every kingdom kuti ite power mu a colony.
Every kingdom for it to be powerful in a colony.
The language.
The ones they are colonizing are supposed to understand the language.
The kingdom you colonize tori language. Not imima to colonize tori language.
The colonizers do not take your language, but they want you,
the ones you colonize, language to take your language.
If you take their language, it's easy for them to teach you their culture. They can teach you easily what they do. Where they are coming from.
Genesis before Adam awaya munyika.
That's why you see in Genesis before Adam came on earth.
There was the Holy Ghost. Governor wenyika.
He was the governor of the land.
Why? Because I prepare kuti vachauya.
He was preparing
colonize vacho.
Those that are coming that we want to colonize.
Ndinofara kuti vadzidzise culture nzira.
I'm supposed to teach them the culture and the ways of the of
Saka,
the
Bible says in the Holy Spirit was hovering upon the waters before Adam. because the Holy Spirit actually mumiri wedenga.
He was the ambassador of the heavens.
Akamira vagari colonizer.
Standing in the gap for the people that they wanted to colonize.
Culture yedenga.
To teach them the culture of the heavens.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
So mweyamchene akatebengari po before the fall.
The Holy Spirit was there before the fall.
Adam masata adona.
Before Adam fell.
The Holy Spirit was present in the world. Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. God preparing the world for his children. But there was a part of God that was needed that godliness. When people come to habitate
the earth,
that part of God will continue telling them the mind of God. Which Paul spoke about in the book of Corinthians. Who can know the mind of God except for the Holy Spirit of God? So the Holy Spirit's duty from
it was an assignment to the human beings.
It was an assignment to the human beings. For people to understand the mind of God and what the Lord wants.
So the first thing Chavantanga introduced.
The first thing that he introduced first.
What you want to
when you want to colonize is the language. That's why you see in the New Testament when the Holy Spirit came. They change their language.
And the way say I change a language, it's a sign that we are under colony.
Everyone who has changed the language is a sign that you
are no longer independent.
You are no longer independent.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Right. So Adam kubvaiswa mu Eden.
So Adam was put in the Garden of Eden.
Adam achiswa mu Eden.
When Adam was put in the Garden of Eden,
I want us to read. Is it Genesis chapter 2, verse 7?
Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7.
I want us to read Genesis chapter 2. Is there Genesis chapter 2?
Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7.
You know what I mean? Yes.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
Uh-huh.
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Uh-huh.
And man became a living soul.
And man became a living soul.
Verse number 8.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in
Eden.
Eden.
And there he put the man whom he had formed.
Okay, okay. Mirai. Do not mourn something, Maripa Nagusika Adam.
I want you to see something when God was creating Adam. You discover when before God created Adam.
Through introduce kwa kune njimbo.
We are being introduced to a garden that was eastward. In that eastward, there was a place called Eden. And that is where Adam was put.
Now, where did I put Eden? Eden mukanotsvaga izvozvi.
The word
Eden.
Most people think Eden was a place, but it was not.
Eden mukanotsvaga chiye burujo.
Eden, if you search, that is a Hebrew.
Mukanotasa izvozvi ma scientists they try to search a place called Eden.
If you search, scientists try to look for a place called Eden.
Do you know dzimwe nzvimbo dziri mubhaibheri dzakadiscover dzakaonekwa dzakadzese? Even panga pane ark.
Most of the places in the Bible were discovered physically. Even the ark where and some of the parts of the ark of Noah were found. That mountain up to date is
even
there. Even the mountain where Isaac was about to be sacrificed is there. Most things were discovered by scientists. And archaeologists also.
But up to now, Eden is
but up until now, they have never found a place called
Eden.
Because Eden was not a place.
Eden.
Eden was an atmosphere.
Environment.
Eden was an environment.
Eden zvinongoreva kuti presence.
Eden just means in the presence. It's not a physical place.
Adam garden presence environment
there There was a place that carried the presence and the environment of God called
Mari
Eden.
Please,
when, what God did when he was creating
things,
you discover before God created a product,
he
started preparing the environment for that product. That's why I see fish was not the one that started. What began was water. Then water started, and then God created the
ground.
The animals were not the first. What started was the earth. Then God created the animals.
An environment for a product.
God started putting an environment for a product. Trees were not the ones that started, but what started was the ground. Then God created the trees.
And the person who dresses,
on all these things that were being created,
outside of its source.
You discover nothing was able to live outside of its environment.
I still remember sometimes,
or
go back to your source.
There are times when I preached about going back to the source.
Akuna chinogona kurama chiri outside of its environment.
Nothing is able to live outside of its environment. To take a fish outside of the water,
but
it cannot live.
Ipapo,
but it will not die there and there. It can live for a while.
But the death process would have
been done. Even if I am to uproot a tree, it doesn't turn yellow there and
but
there.
Not anga process e kufa.
But the death process begins.
So Mwari Jaita,
what God did,
aitanga aisa an environment for a product.
He started putting an environment for a product.
Fish for water. Water for fish.
Water for the fish.
That ground, trees and
ground for the trees.
Then pamunu because akasikwa nemufananidzo waMwari.
On a person because he was created in the image of God. Ndobva
Mwari vazaka kuti nyangwe ndikaisa garden panda environment.
Even if I put a garden, I need to put an
environment inogona kuraramira munhu I presence yaMwari.
The environment where a person can live is the presence of God.
Saka Eden yanga isiri nzvimbo.
Eden was not a physical location.
Eden yanga iri environment.
Eden was an environment. That the thing that was created in the image of God can live in the image of God. This is where Adam was.
And the last week we spoke that Adam is Zita, if you still remember.
Last week we spoke and said Adam is not a name.
Because Adam tanganotirewa Adam pangorewa tati chorevechi.
What did we say Adam mean?
Munhu vanhu mukadzi nemurume.
Adam meant a wife and a husband.
Baby, I think God created them. He called them who? Adam.
Yes.
Because Adam zombo rauti ifudema.
Adam means black earth.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
So Adam chiri kusikwa chiri chimdara already chine ndebvu.
Adam was created as a mature man.
And is not Adam anga ne guvu here?
I did not know whether he had another.
Because guvu ndori notanga ku.
A belly button caused a child to leave.
But Adam
was created as a grown up
because
man.
Because when we are talking of the kingdom matters, it's for boys, it's for men.
Well,
so Adam arkuya already is mature man.
Adam came as a mature
but
man.
But pamakore panyamanga ne one day.
But on the earthly years, he was one day old.
If
you want to think deeper,
men, M-E-N,
a person that is mature.
And remember, we're going to introduce the kingdom culture to New Testament, Old Testament.
Remember, what God wanted, the order that He wanted from the first.
In the kingdom.
From the beginning, God wanted people that are mature in the kingdom. That's why you see, if a person receives Jesus, they don't become the child of God.
Because for them who receive, He gave them the power to become, not to be.
Amen. You think I'm speaking heresy? I'm rushing. I don't want you to go back home and say we've been taught heresy.
Please read it. today it will be powerful. Yes. Amen.
John 1:12.
Yes.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
No, somebody, to them he gave power not to be.
You have been given power to start the process of being a child of God. The sign that shows that you are now a child of God.
The true children. Saka we have got the children, a true children. What makes you or qualifies you to be true?
There might be a child, but they are not yet true. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God,
of their father God.
They are the sons of God.
These ones, though, are the sons.
You don't qualify in the realm of being a son without the Spirit
that is within you.
Everyone without the Spirit, you are in the time of becoming a son.
And you are
given a process of growing up. Until the Spirit is now
leading you. What
shows that you are now being led by the Spirit is the loss of independence.
Adam akagena independence.
Because Adam gained independence.
A rebella namwari.
After rebelling,
he was independent from the kingdom of God.
He became independent from the kingdom of
God.
What shows that again you are now a son of
God? Is
going back into a state of
colonization.
And you lose your independence. It's no longer you who does what you want.
Duties from the kingdom.
The kingdom is now causing you to perform
the main duty
that caused you to come under the sun is the duty of the kingdom. The problem is you came to fulfill your native home. Amen.
No.
Not you know.
Assignment the kingdom.
You are in the assignment of the kingdom. Look at the person next to you. They are in the assignment of fulfilling the kingdom of God. Are you understanding it or I'm too fast? Do you understand?
Okay.
Amen. If you receive Jesus, doesn't mean you are now a son. You can be a child, but not a true.
It's a process.
Because to be a child, it takes a process.
It's not a one-day thing.
It's not something that happens in a day.
This
is what the devil starts fighting the moment he sees Jesus.
That citizenship, a true son.
He starts fighting the seat of a true son.
Satan ana pressure neyoka na uchiri mwana wa mwari.
When you are a child of God, the devil is not concerned
about
you. But
just the position of a true son.
What he doesn't want is the position of being a true son.
That's why a lot of you are going through what you are going through.
That is why most of you are going through whenever you want to raise your relationship with God, things start going
it's
down.
It's a position of true sonship.
What is being attacked is the position of
true sonship. That's
why in our kingdom, true sonship comes with pain of
to us, endurance a pain in one's promotion.
To us, endurance of pain
and giving up
promotion.
In pain that demotion.
And giving up in pain brings demotion.
Because the moment you are pinned with that race,
God knows the moment you enter through that
Lucifer
race,
is going to react.
The devil is going to react.
A lot of you are giving up because of a reaction of Lucifer.
Most of you are giving up because of a reaction of the devil.
One day I'll give up business.
That's why God told me one day, you don't give up your business because you have sent.
Business, no, that is here.
You give up business because I've told you to leave it.
I'll give up deal because render haywire.
You don't give up a deal because it's going haywire. You give up a deal because God told you to leave it. What God has not told you to leave, even if it sinks,
continue.
Even if it's not possible,
move on until God.
In the kingdom, we don't live because of a loss. In the kingdom, we live because God says
live. It's another couch of the other kingdom.
To you is another couch of another kingdom. What is not working?
But the kingdom yedu muno.
In our kingdom, you can be sent to Pharaoh's house. If he refuses first time, you go back again. Second time, you go back again. Third time, you go back again. The 10th time, God gives you a breakthrough.
It's a test of endurance.
At times, the lack of doing of things is a test of endurance. You are the one who told God
My prayers are growth.
Your growth prayers are causing resistance. That's why you don't do things that grow. Because Christians, you quickly refuse things or reject things. At one time, 14 leaders went out of the church.
Send a message with Ebenezer.
All of them sending messages.
Then a conference Rutanga next week.
And there was a conference starting in the coming week.
And
I went home and I said, I'm leaving this thing. My wife said, if God says this, if you hear a person says that, then you start saying, I'll leave this.
I remind the person because pain do a taura.
She was reminding me because pain was speaking. People of God, do not look down upon pain when it's speaking. It will cause you to reject things that you're not supposed to reject. When pain is speaking, it tells you to leave it.
So in the kingdom, a terrible voice of pain.
In the kingdom, we don't listen to voice of pain.
Voice.
We listen to the voice of God. Say what is God saying? Why did Pharaoh reject the first day?
Moses.
You had a good example upon Moses. You thought it was just
reading.
You can be sent by God to a mission and the mission will not sell to you. You are not angered to say, I'll leave it because it's not working. You were told by God, as Moses, you are told, God is the one who tells you to leave. The moment you started selling second-hand clothes, you should be bigger now. And you left 5 years ago. And you started selling shoes. If you could hang on until today, right now could be bigger in your area. What you didn't know, the difference between you and Mohammed Musa, they did not give up when it failed to work the first time. You were angered by 50 chickens that died once. Your difference, people of God,
Ivins.
Your difference with Ivins. You are different that when 100 chickens die, you ordered another
100.
You said, I'll forsake this, let me try clothes. How many businesses have you tried and they are
losing?
It's actually our culture. It's our culture to continue standing. If God has not spoken, we continue.
Amen.
We are not stopped by things that are
missing.
If God says move in this manner forward, even if there is water ahead, we don't turn around and say we are
crying.
We stand and ask, how are we going to deal with the water? God tells you to raise the road. The water will pass. We raise the road listening to the Spirit. We don't listen to the water. ask Peter, when he was excited by this kingdom, started following
God.
Following Jesus, he was told, at times we walk upon the
prophet.
If it's true what I'm seeing, allow me to come. And he was asked to come.
And now to where Peter.
And Jesus, if you look, he did not say come Peter. He gave all of them the opportunity to come.
Above this situation.
Everyone who wants to come above the situation.
But the problem the
boring part with most Christians, even if you are with Jesus in the boat, you are fools. Peter was the only one we went over the boat. And he felt we can move. The problem, he started seeing the culture of the land and the water. In the kingdom where you are not drowned by what is drowning others. I don't know if I'm talking to someone.
Peter, tichona mvura.
When Peter saw the water, he started saying, my God, Zig is losing value. Things are becoming difficult. And
he
started crying the same way of those
problem
that were left in the
port.
Your problem, you entered the kingdom with your old mentality. When the Zig is drowning, we want to know our king, what is he saying about this issue? And he's saying, what are we standing on this issue? If he says continue moving, we continue moving. You don't run away from the nation because things are being difficult. You go out because God has spoken. Amen.
The kingdom culture, the Holy Spirit is the culture.
This is the kingdom culture. The Holy
Spirit
is the culture. He is the one who leads us.
Garapasi.
Sit down.
2 minutes. We don't need 2 more depends and out of it.
Sit down. Sit down.
So Eden. Younger environment.
Eden was an environment.
Maria is okay. Which God, environment for one.
Which God understood that I've put this environment for people.
Now, you
discover the first thing that started happening in Eden.
Culture.
If you want to see what we call culture, understand what happened before Adam fell off.
Major event.
The major event that happened.
In marriage.
It was marriage. That happened whilst he was in
Eden.
Adam and Eve married each other in the presence before the fall of man.
Relationships.
You are being shown that relationships.
It's a kingdom culture.
This is a kingdom culture.
Even marriage. It's a kingdom culture.
Is a kingdom culture.
The reason why my marriage is a dark foira.
The reason why marriages are failing.
We use our kingdom vows.
We are using kingdom vows.
But it use the other culture.
But using the other culture.
To maintain my kingdom vows.
To maintain kingdom vows.
Marriage, celebrities.
Marriage does not stand by what celebrities do. Amen. You are copying the life of Kim Kardashian.
God-given vows.
And yet you are doing God-given vows. Amen.
Hallelujah. Every marriage outside God.
That's when we were shown every marriage outside of God. It can be a fake marriage. It's actually fake.
Because marriage maeka tangira mu kingdom.
Marriage began in the kingdom. That's where relationships began, in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
So Adam baru tata.
When Adam sinned,
ana kudona kunzi aruza denga.
He did not fall that he has lost the heavens. That's why if you go even to heaven, you might find Adam there.
Adam baka tata aka lose rulership.
When Adam sinned, he lost his rulership.
Dominion.
He lost dominion.
Aka lose ukuva mutongi.
He lost being a ruler.
Punishment ya Adam.
the punishment of Adam.
Go
and said, you are told now, if you eat of that fruit, you will die. God did not say, if you eat of the fruit, I will kill you. He said, if you eat the fruit, you will die. His punishment for him to die. Remember, for a tree to dry, you take it out of the land.
Adam kuti afe ngoroka mburitsa mu atmosphere mu presence.
For Adam to die, God took him out of the atmosphere. This is when Adam started dying.
Because akabuda mune atmosphere, yanga mekwa for that product, Adam.
He went out of the atmosphere that was created for the product, Adam. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Amen. What kills a person?
Kubuda mu presence.
It's coming out of the presence.
Unofa.
You will die.
Because you must live. Mvura, remember, away from Vura.
Remember, water for the fish.
Miti, ifu for miti.
Ground for the trees.
But a munu presence.
But a person, the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay. Chapter 3 of Genesis.
Genesis chapter number 3.
Chapter 3 of Genesis. Last two verses. Verse number 23.
Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden.
Therefore the Lord God sent him from?
Send him forth from the Garden of Eden
to
till the ground from whence he was taken.
That was punishment.
And he drove out the man.
And he drove out the man.
And he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim.
And he placed at the east what?
Cherubims.
Cherubims.
And a flaming sword.
And a flaming sword.
Which turned everywhere.
Which turned everywhere.
To keep the way of the tree of life.
To keep the way of the tree of life. So, chapter 3, Adam punishment yake kuburitswa mu presence.
The punishment of Adam was being taken out from the presence of God.
Paakadonari mu Eden, dayakaramba arimo.
When he fell in the Garden of Eden, if he continued
to eat,
the land would continue to listen to him.
Was if we submitted to the presence of God.
Because the land submitted to the presence of the Lord. God did not remove the presence. The presence remained there, but it took the person out of the presence. If Adam had access to go back to Eden,
presence,
even if he has sinned, he would live as a fruitful person in the
presence.
God did not remove the presence. He took the person out of the presence and put security for the man not to go again. Because the person had sinned. Do you understand? Look at the first thing that happened when Adam went
outside the presence.
He went and begat children outside of the presence.
Family fights.
This is where family fights began.
Siblings
fight against each other when one performs better. It's a sign that the family is outside of the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Your family fights.
It's an absence of presence.
It is a sign of the absence of the presence of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Chapter number 4, verse number 1.
Yes.
And Adam knew Eve, his wife.
Yes.
And she conceived and bare Cain.
And she conceived and bare Cain.
And said, I have gotten a man from the Lord.
And said, I have gotten a man from the Lord.
And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. Verse number 3. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought off the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect on Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But outside the presence.
They are outside of the presence of the Lord.
Do not notice something.
I want you to start noticing something that is happening. When Cain and Abel went to give offerings to the Lord, what is happening here is as if it's not fair. Because both of them, God did not tell them what he wanted.
And
individually, they took things and sent
not knowing in their mind.
Not knowing in their thinking, God had begun but communication.
But communication, because
but the communication was not audible as it was in the Garden of Eden.
Outside presence, through my thoughts.
In the outside of God's presence, God started speaking to people through thoughts.
But before that, he would come and speak with human beings.
But before that, he would come in person to speak to people.
Abel
was thinking it was just a thought. And Cain thought it was a mind also. Most of you, this is where you are. You think
you're just thinking.
Not knowing God was speaking to them through their minds.
But I discovered that verse ava pakufunga kwavo.
You discover both of them, they thought of something first before that.
But
because of jealousy,
better than muningina.
He wanted to show himself as better than the brother. And he took what he wanted.
Abel kubva anopa.
And Abel went and gave.
And for Abel kuti ape zvinodiwa naMwari.
For Abel to give what God wanted.
Tokutoradzwa kuti mumuri iyi because they were out of sight of the presence.
We are being shown in this family because they were outside of the presence of God. Gopa katanga kusianiswa
idzinonzi nyasha kana kuti favor.
That's where grace or favor was differentiated.
Because in Eden, Adam and Eve had the same grace, same favor.
In Eden, Adam and Eve had the same grace and the same favor.
But outside Eden.
But outside of Eden, God will look for one person to show grace in the family. In the family of Adam, the one who found favor was Abel. Most times, the one who receives favor or grace. That family does not want to receive that grace. They think this person is doing other things. And the family starts fighting against the one with the grace. This is where going to witches and wizards
starts.
And yet in all families there is one who is found
Genesis
by grace. Genesis chapter 6.
Genesis chapter 6 verse 8. I want you to see something.
Genesis
please
6
listen,
verse number 8.
That opens up was Madorara.
Verse number 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes
but
of the Lord.
Noah found grace. Otangapa verse 7.
Verse number 7.
I want you to see something.
And the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created. I'm destroying people.
Because
these are his creation. I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the
from
earth.
From the face of the because at the action, dear Pavan.
The earth is the one who gave to people. What they are doing is not good. I want to destroy
I wanted to
them.
See something, yes?
Both men and beast.
Both men. Munuese.
And the creeping thing and the fowls of the air for it repented me that I have made
them.
I repented, why have I created this thing?
If
seeing the level of evil, God was surprised by the level of evil under the sun. God repented. Why have I created this thing? Let me destroy everything.
But it changed, yes?
Verse number 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. On the whole earth, one man.
Do you not even mwaraka tsamwira muri?
Do you know even God, if God is angry for a family, to show that there is one person that finds grace, that will be a window for the family to find grace.
Out of the whole world,
Mwari vari kunzwa kuti munhu one Noah ari kandimuradze nyasha.
One person Noah found grace.
Muri yese, whether you want it or not, whether you abuzvifara kana mune one.
All families, whether you want it or not,
a symbol of grace of God.
There is one who finds grace of the Lord.
Do pray kuti murimenda ukata uriwe.
That is my prayer. In your family, it must be you. To be a symbol of the grace of the
Lord.
In the family of Abraham, Abraham found grace. Lot was not in grace.
But Lot chaka gona na kurisa nyasha kano karana nyasha.
What Lot did great was not to fight
so
against the grace.
Kutapu kira kwa ari.
He stayed with a person with grace and he started coming unto
kwa
him.
Ari kubanzu, gonga, akura katakanda, akubwa panyasha.
When it went to him, he
Lot
thought he was going.
Na Abraham.
When Lot parted ways
with Abraham,
what he did not know, what was keeping
was the grace of Abraham.
Do you know you can have grace that keeps your grandchildren? Even in your family.
One day,
as we were praying, we were praying for long life. God can bargain with you that you don't want to go to a family funeral. Because of you.
This year,
no one is dying.
Even in a church.
Even in a church.
Church not gonna kunzi because of you.
A church can be told because of you. No one is going to die. If God sees amongst you someone has sinned so much, He will take him out of that church so that he can die.
And
in another church.
Don't
follow that congregation. Because if you follow, you are following
death.
God wants your calendar to be deathless. I'm talking alone here.
Even mumuri.
Even in a family. You can pray and bargain with the Lord, and God says, because of you, I'm no longer taking
sorrow.
Because it delays my work. I want my work to move. These ones are not dying this year. Go and search in the Bible. There are people that when they cry,
Israel, God will
say, Israel is going to go
through
this. In all families, there's one that God locates. In the family of Noah, Noah was located.
And can you imagine that
it has nothing to do with the lifestyle of everyone. What was supposed to be done was to listen to Noah
and build
the ark. As long as you build the ark, you were supposed to enter through.
Because Mikoyeti vanova kangarava.
The covenant was that those who
are
the ark are the ones who are supposed to be saved. If you are the one with the grace, you are supposed to understand the condition of the grace. Even if you find them being promiscuous, just tell them. But some of them put them in godly projects. Hallelujah. Recently, God was telling me, you are supposed to redefine what you call family. Our minds were blown. Relatives are not family. Relatives are those people that are related to you by blood. That's when they said to Jesus, your mother and father are here, they want to see you. They came to see him, not to enter the service. And Jesus answered in a
manner,
who is my mother and my father? My mother and father are the ones sitting here. You say, honor your parents. What do you say? Mary was denied
openly.
If she's my mother, why is she not coming to my ministry?
You know, the family
are the ones that are sitting here and hearing me.
Family has my relatives.
Family is not relatives.
Family
Family are people that hear. And they stand with you on the grace seeing it. If you fall, they stand with you. In your rising, they celebrate with you. But your relative can bewitch you by your rising. Most people here were bewitched by
privileges of family.
Because you get your you gave your relatives privileges of a family. Your relative is not a family.
Blood related, not grace related.
Amen. Jesus denied it. What are you calling
me?
You are busy preaching, your brothers are waiting by the gate. Your brothers are by the gate. My brothers are the ones looking
at you.
Those making sure the service is
moved.
Those that are coming to sit and serving are my brothers. Amen. That's why you see, if you understand what is called a family, there are people that in their fallen state you can give them money more than your
family,
more than your relatives. You understand, this is my family. You gave family privileges to your relatives. You don't do that.
Because my relatives are not feeling entitled.
Relatives, they feel being entitled.
But family. You know, flow to any relationship.
They feel we are in a relationship. Our relationship is genuine.
Amen. Family, they are no mirror no posiri.
A family stands with you when you're not
defend. That's family.
When your name is spoken, they defend it. That is family. Amen.
If a chance, a family member would know it was a mistake.
A family member gives you a chance.
But that was a mistake.
They did it, but that was a mistake.
So it deserves our love.
They deserve our love.
Can you imagine Noah?
Imagine Noah. When he found favor in the eyes of God. He started inviting people to come and join the church. Under the sun, Noah found grace. All other people, there was no grace. Most people, all other people did not realize the grace.
Because
they were not in the presence of God.
Can you imagine?
They thought Noah was a poor man. Lifting the
timber.
When a person was carrying out the kingdom mission, I know they scold you because of this church. You are now doing it overly. We know our relationship is in a tight spot. Amen. And they will never understand it.
Now, do you know? By default.
His children by default.
Do you know you might find grace and your
children might miss the grace upon you. I salute the children of
Noah.
If you see God has put grace on you, pray for your children. Let them inherit this grace. You have to pray for it. The first grace that you found is to know that Jesus is the Lord. You pray that my children should know this thing. You are the Lord and the Savior of the people. Noah and his children were saved. Even the wife was saved. If the woman finds grace, the husband doesn't have. What the wife did well was to select a man with grace. What the husband did well was to look for a woman with grace.
Joseph,
Mary. Joseph had no grace, the one who grace was
great.
You have found grace amongst all the women. What Joseph did was to choose a woman with grace. Because he chose a woman with grace. It was not said both of them found grace. Grace was on Mary who was carrying
so,
Jesus. Grace was on Noah, not on the wife or the children. That's why I told you, you looked down upon each other as Christians in your family. If you see your husband or your wife is a Christian,
and
they are dangerous. For your own information, not all your prayers are maintained in your family. One person with grace.
But the problem,
in your family, you don't know the one with grace. Because you look down upon each other. And it has nothing to do with their behavior.
Undeserved favor.
If they have got grace, why they do this? That is why it's called grace. It's undeserved favor. The grace is not removed because you found them in the wrong place. As people, you remove grace on each other because you cross each other's
red.
Even if they are impregnated, the grace is not taken away. You say it's a single lady, but they are carrying
grace.
The first woman to carry grace, Mary. She was impregnated by the Holy Spirit without being married. And yet that was the way
because
of God's
grace.
Grace goes to a person who is not deserving. You were quick to remove yourself from the game. Because you are impregnated and you had an error. It does not matter they caught you red-handed. If grace is there, it's there. When Judah slept with the daughter, up until today, Jesus is related
David
to the tribe of Judah. When David killed Uriah and took his wife, you play around with grace. Amen. There are people smoking weed and yet they have
got
grace. That's why the Bible said, do not judge each other. You play with grace. You don't brew grace at your house. You are not the ones that disqualifies a person from grace. I don't know if you can hear me. If you are talking of the realm of grace, it causes people to qualify.
Esther was not qualified to be a queen.
Do you know Esther was not qualified to become a queen?
Because number one, she was a slave in that nation.
First of all, she was a slave in that nation.
Slaves to sin.
And most of us here, we are slaves to sin. We have things that trouble us in our
bloodline.
But God, we love him. There are things that disturb us in our blood. But God knows we love him. God knows in Chitungwiza I've got one person named
so-and-so.
He knows Davis is promiscuous, but he loves
me.
I want to show you what grace can do. When you say I am not learned, grace will locate me. Asking what have they done to do this? You cannot add it up together. Where are they coming from? And you discover it's Nazareth. Who is his father? And you see, he's a carpenter. That's where the heavens loved.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, do not look down upon grace. Tell two or three that I am graced. My grace is bigger than my weaknesses. My way. Amen.
My way.
Oh my God.
You know, Siam Katz, I got five failed marriages.
I know a woman who had five failed marriages. In the Bible. And she encountered Jesus, the owner of grace. And Jesus started redefining. She was traumatized about the gossip of the city. The city was saying she had the first husband and
marriage.
And those, some said she's a single mother, she
but
cannot be married. But when Jesus saw her, he told her, you are an evangelist.
In this kingdom.
You have work to do in this kingdom.
I
just look for someone to stay with.
Sleepover.
For just to have slept over. I know. She was told everything. And grace redefined
it.
What she just did was to stand up and rush
assignment
and enter into the kingdom assignment. Imagine Nicodemus was there yearning to be
Nicodemus
used by grace. Nicodemus would go in the middle of the night, Jesus
sleeping,
wanting to be used. What should we do?
But mukadzi uyu ane qualifications as tobori.
But this woman who's not even qualified was picked by grace in her adultery. Tell your neighbor, do not look down upon grace.
Can you imagine that, Peter?
As I finish,
Noah,
as he come out of the ark, he started seeing many dead bodies. Even the wife might have asked, they open for my father.
But grace, condition.
But if grace has got condition,
condition grace.
You listen to the condition of the one carrying the grace.
Grace are in a favor sometimes.
Grace doesn't have favor at times.
In obedience.
It has more to do with obedience. If they are supposed to enter, they are supposed to enter.
No one over other paareka. Aka he was stressed.
No one left the ark stressed by what
is
and he planted grapes. The people that came to see him first are the people that he saved through his grace. For them to cover him, they started laughing at him. My God. Not knowing a person with grace, even if they flow, grace is like date. You can't
can
take
you
it
imagine
out
easy.
Even in his drunken state, the one who saved,
a man with grace and my weakness.
A man with grace has got weaknesses also. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And he woke up. Grace was all over him. The youngster said, maybe the grace has gone because we found him drunk and naked. And grace started telling him something happened.
But
you know,
it was because of this man.
But some understood that because of this man,
but man saved us.
We found him naked, but he saved us. They took a cloth and covered him. People of God, a person with grace, you don't laugh if they
come
to their naked state. You don't parade them. If there is grace that saved you, you stand
right
with you. You pray for them to come to their right state. In families, hear me. In each family, there's one person with grace.
And the anger is weak sometimes.
And at times, that person is weak. You don't rush to say about their infirmity to people. Because the grace upon him, that person will raise the family.
Rahab
was a prostitute. If there are new people in the city, if those people cannot be found, men, the king would say, have you searched the house of Rahab? How did the king know the status of Rahab? Meaning she was a true prostitute. She could go even to the big guns.
Can you imagine
as a prostitute? People did not know that her weakness will save people. You don't
laugh
as a person with grace when they are in a weakness. You pray for their strength. Hallelujah. Look at the person next to you. Your family's members are supposed to understand. It is my prayer that as you leave this place, you go away carrying a certain grace that is going to differentiate you with your family. My prayer is supposed to be evident. I don't know how God is going to do it, but I know God is going to show it. My child, hear me. I'm not talking to you as a single parent. I'm talking to you as a person that is loved by God. Do you know that God loves you? I want you, as you leave this place, it's supposed to show that that single parent,
Jehovah,
it is a single parent of the Lord. Those that rejected you are supposed to be surprised. We left grace moving. I want when people see you, they know that it's their opportunity to be lifted up as a family. God says to Abraham, the grace that is upon
you,
the one that you have blessed, I've put grace upon you. You are now the transformer. If you see a person and say you are blessed,
and
they were the person that you curse, I've also cursed. But he had a weakness, he was barren. Did not end there, he had a child. With a house, but still the grace was there. I want God to differentiate you from other people. If they believe cars, receive a car that
believe Zimba Genyama.
If they believe in houses, receive something that will show that If they believe money, receive money that will show that you are different.
Amen. Ndikureva gonye kwete honye. Bozi gonye ndorinozotenda kuita butterfly.
The worm will turn into a butterfly. Some of you are opportunities for a family. God wanting to see how they are going to handle
it,
so that their future can be made well because of you. As you leave this place, leave this place as a display of the heavens in your family. May God give you the grace that is upon Noah. In the entire family, it is evident that you have found grace. Stand on your feet and start praying. Stand on your feet and start praying. Stand on your feet and start praying.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Tanga kunamata, shita uranyasha, pamsoro pe upenyu wako. Nyasha pamsoro pe muri yako. Taura nyasha. Taura nyasha. Taura nyasha. Taura nyasha. Taura nyasha. Laza paka deska vahatesha.
Rato pa haseke ba anto suba. Mazonte ke besa alite ba. Wos, 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 wos. Veya kuma azote pelina. Rana oseke ba haste palina. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Nyasha dzamwari ngadzone kochipinda.
Let the grace of the Lord must be made visible.
Nyasha dzamwari ngadzone kochibuda.
Let the grace of the Lord be made visible.
Nyasha dzamwari ngadzone kwakagara.
Let the grace of the Lord be found when you are
sitting. Nyasha ngadzone kovete.
Let the grace of the Lord be seen.
Nyasha ngadzone kwomire.
Let the grace of the Lord be seen when you are sleeping.
Kwe pavana vako.
Let the grace of the Lord be made visible
nyasha,
upon your
nyasha,
children.
Nyasha.
Grace, grace,
undeserved.
Grace,
undeserved.
Yes,
undeserved, 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 undeserved. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is leading
it's
me to
not
pray.
An accident, no? Not accident, a motor.
It's not a vehicle accident.
But this is something like an accident.
It's an accident that's going to disturb a person. But there's more to do with lack of sitting down of a person. I'm praying to everyone with an infirmity brewed by the devil. Let it be removed.
Father, oh Lord, you are our honor. Do not let your name be disgraced. Cover them, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Cover them, Lord. I'm praying also against any suicide spirit.
Spirit of committing suicide?
Sort of my periods.
Like using tablets?
Father, in the name of Jesus,
that spirit must not find a place. Even in your family, no one must be supposed to bring
suicide.
I'm commanding you suicide
spirits.
Everyone here standing is standing for their family. And those watching me, hearing me, no shaming is coming towards your family. When they drink those tablets, the word says we will drink poison, but it will not kill us.
Diri kutena chose chinouraya into vitamins.
I'm turning every poisonous substance into vitamins.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Pray against any suicide or spirit in your family. La sata ba haseki ba. Na sote ki baska valenta ba. Rate ke be isa ka baska vanto. La ko ba haske ba hanto so ba. Sante ka baleso ku ba. Ve 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 ve. So there's someone also online. I'm praying for your wife. Amen. Reason why
they want your wife to be sick.
Because
she's saying she is.
But this is a woman of God.
This person is a woman of God. She will not kill herself. She's not going to be involved in traditional things. I'm praying for those looking
now,
at me right
what
now.
What I'm doing, Dr. cases are so urgent.
I'm looking for urgent cases.
And those,
some involved in these cases are here present. I'm not dealing with one person, but everyone.
A defect, a wife.
They want to put a defect on the wife.
But in order to kupedza even a mishonga.
But this defect will not be finished by medication. They want to say because she is involved in traditional.
But if I be a man
things,
of God,
amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we disconnect that. We disconnect that.
Everyone here present whom they're sending
to.
For them to come to your homestead to be put
things.
I remove your navel.
I
put it in the blood of Jesus. You are the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Start to pray for grace over your life. Namatira nyasha dzinoone kwa mukati mwaupenyu wako. La sapa hase kidaska valeto. Vakatele sabahanto sovuta. Yeik, 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 vahanto soba. La zoke, la zoke, la zoke, la zoke. Gasto bohante kibaki baki ba. Zeka baleto muhoska balento ba. Thank you, Jesus. I'm praying also for Samantha Chiriseri. I'm praying for your health.
Samantha Chiriseri, wherever you are, touch your stomach. The man of God is about to pray for you. Please touch your stomach no matter where you are.
I speak
protection of your womb.
I speak protection of your
womb. And other ladies here present, please place your hand on
your
stomach. I refuse cancer. I refuse cancer.
Every cell yanga yato tanga ye gomarara ngaifa.
Every cancerous cell that has begun, let it die.
Gomarara ifa.
Cancer, die.
Die, cancer, in the name of Jesus. Every cancer cell, gaishaye upenyu mumviri wako,
must die in your body. In
the Jesus.
Everyone breathing this
air. Moto mu atmosphere.
I speak fire in the atmosphere.
Moto mu atmosphere.
Fire in the atmosphere.
Kana pane chiri mumuviri chisina kuiswa na Jesu.
If there is anything in your body that was not put by Jesus,
ngachibve.
Let it come out.
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 You sickness in the body.
Amen.
Sickness in the body. I command you now to come out of that body. If I command a sickness, you command it out. In agreement with me.
Be in agreement with the man of God.
Some are
going to vomit the sicknesses.
Some
the sicknesses are going to come out.
I am
talking of sicknesses that are in
your body. That
doctors cannot diagnose.
You spirit causing that sickness, come out!
Out!
Zvirwere muropa.
Sickness is in your blood.
Zvine mazita asinganzwisisike.
With names that cannot be understood.
Zvine mweya kumashure wechina.
Evil spirits backing
you. You unclean spirit, I command you, come out!
Out!
Every spirit behind your sickness.
Out.
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 Come out.
Out.
Come out.
Out.
Come out.
Out.
Come out.
Out.
Mweya wese uri behind misfortunes.
Every spirit behind misfortune.
Every spirit behind your misfortunes.
Ah!
Every spirit behind your misfortunes.
Ah!
Every spirit behind your misfortunes.
Ah!
Every spirit behind your misfortune.
Ah!
Come out!
Out!
Come out!
Out!
Come out!
Out!
Munyama unondinzwa.
Bad luck, you hear me. You bad luck follow that follows the blood. You have ears, you can hear. I command you for the last time to come out.
Yes,
out.
Minyame nompotsesa pa almost.
bad luck that causes almost.
Mabasa no promise kwa
auye. They are promised work, but they don't come.
Doctora paminyama keskwa pa zita.
Bad luck that was put on your name.
Vese vakabere keskwa minyama vasinga zive.
Everyone with bad luck without their knowledge.
Ewe munyama ononzwa.
You bad luck, you hear. Ndakukura
rake kupedzisira.
I command you for the last time.
Chibuda.
Come out.
Chibuda.
Come out.
Chibuda.
Come out.
Chibuda.
Come out.
Minyama inogara pa zvipfeko.
Bad luck that stays on clothes.
Minyama iri muropa.
Bad luck in the blood.
Minyama pa ma properties.
Bad luck on properties.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Father, we speak doors in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Doors in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Doors in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That no man can shut.
Amen.
Opportunities in the name of Jesus.
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 Amen. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. I'm talking to spirits.
Shh,
that
it's okay. Every spirit that was stealing money, stealing ideas, I'm now commanding you, spirit, to leave. Regeza, regeza, leave. Every spirit that was after his mind, mweya yaida kutora pfungwa, mweya yekuti vashandiswe. Come out, you evil spirit, inoda vanhu vadzingairere nenyika pasina chiri kuchinja. Chivaregedza, spirit of toiling, spirit of toiling, leave that place, leave that woman, leave that house, leave that man, leave that lady. Mweya wekudzunga ira warambwa nezita ra Jesu. Ndotori papo ramba mweya wekudzungira kuti wese mweya unoda ndidzunga ire. Start to pray against such spirits. Start to pray against such spirit. Start to pray against such spirits. Start to pray against such spirits. Start to pray against such spirits. Tanguna matanemu agenes mweo. Tanguna matagenes mweo.
Do you have a picture of your daughter outside? Do you have a picture of your daughter who is in the diaspora? Can you look for it in your phone? I want to pray for her so that she can have more money.
And then that's let me go off my way, Bicha.
Today I want to go off my way a little bit.
Prayer line now, Nanganafut.
How many people or cases do we have on prayer line?
It's only six. That's sure. When I have a picture.
Do you have the picture?
Okay, Gawe.
Please come through.
Gawe. It's like a game. Was we need to build, but the problem when I get a mara, but he can. So I will change a change. I was amazed those are moving. So I see that dinner ceremony. But I won't know.
Maybe every Sunday. There are things that are being pressed in our hearts that we are supposed to be doing on every Sunday. I don't know how we are going to do this. But God is our strength.
Amen. My wana, the big picture, man.
Please come through.
Sir, did you pay the owner material? I'm marketing it.
After praying for her, please tell her to mark today's dates.
Don't worry.
Tell her to mark today's date.
Today is
the 20th of October 2024.
She is
supposed to write down that this is the day my life changed.
Let me pray for you.
The devil wants you to be arrested. Please come forward.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Do it whilst you're looking here.
Just pray wherever you are as the man of God is ministering. Be attentive to the atmosphere. The presence of God is just too much in this place. Be attentive as the man of God is ministering.
Just look at the man. Come out. Thank you, Jesus.
Get on it, break it. Thank you, Jesus. Break it. Thank you, Jesus. Now go. Out. Thank you, Jesus. Out. Thank you, Jesus. Go. On the floor and live. Thank you, Jesus. Out. Thank you, Jesus. Live here on the floor. Thank you, Jesus.
She's free in the name of Jesus. Somebody celebrate Jesus.
Oh, come, Mama. Come.
Please come through.
No, sir. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm free.
Amen.
What are you doing?
What other position is there on your workplace?
Do you pay your tithes?
I'm going to pray for you.
Thank you. I'll start paying off my tithes. Look here. To the rest of the church, please continue praying according to the prayer points given by the man of God. Let us be in the mood of prayer wherever you are. Distance is not a barrier. Continue to pray wherever you are. When the man of God gets to you and wants to pray for you, please stop praying, raise up your hands, and focus your attention on the man of God. Today I want to leave you that thing and leave you with something. You're going to tell them that there is a man of God. Please take note, if the man of God comes to you and wants to pray for you, stand on your feet, stop praying, raise up your hands, and focus your attention on the man of God. At this moment in time, everyone, please pray according to the prayer points given by the man of God. If you are watching online and you are going through the same, raise up your faith and place a demand upon the anointing. The same power that is in this arena is ready to work for you.
Do
you have any business that you are doing? Do you have any business that you want to do?
Now, problem, they will move on to one.
So everyone you are watching. It's many of you, so I'm just looking for a point of conduct.
But as I'm talking to you now, people
are being prayed for by the Holy Spirit in your midst, and yet one
but as I'm
touch.
Talking to you now, a hand is touching people.
Amen.
Amen.
If you have got the same scenario that the man of God has mentioned, raise your faith and place a demand upon the anointing. The man of God says, as he's praying for her, the Holy Spirit is also praying for a lot of people in there, whether they are watching online or we are here in the auditorium.
Raise your faith.
Everyone wants to embark on groceries. Raise your hand.
Ivan, please.
Ushers, be on alert. If you want to get yourself involved in groceries, raise your hand.
Even those who are watching me online, in game ripan pakanaka, distance is not a barrier.
Those watching online, be on a soft or on a safe spot. Distance is not a barrier.
Distance is a barrier.